Welcome to yet another episode of Dismal, Bleak, Hopeless Radio Theater. I'm your host, Samuel Despair. On tonight's program, we will feature a brand new musical by the vastly underappreciated playwright Shelter Belt. This dark and thought-provoking musical is entitled Everyone Might Be a Senator. It provokes the thought that everyone might be a senator. Many of the other popular radio theaters will waste your time with garbage like comedy. But this production, just like every production on Dismal, Bleak, Hopeless Radio Theater, is guaranteed to be completely void of comedy. Prepare yourself for another fine and forlorn episode of Dismal, Bleak, Hopeless Radio Theater.
There's a lot of sadness and emotion in our radio dramas, our radio dramas. A lot of people feeling bad and hopeless in our radio dramas, our radio dramas. If you like to hear people feeling bad, this is the place for people feeling sad, sad, sad. It's the place for you. There's a lot of sadness for your enjoyment in our radio dramas, our radio dramas. A lot of people feeling bad for your enjoyment, so enjoy it. Yes, enjoy it.
Musical begins when Johnny and Danny sit down to have a conversation. And Johnny asks Danny, "Are you a senator?" "I'm not." "Have you ever thought that everyone might be a senator?" "Pretty crazy, huh?" "True, though." "Sometimes I get drunk and dress in a suit and pretend that I'm a senator. I walk around the house rehearsing my speeches, planning my grant proposals, and worrying that behind every closet door waits a real senator who wants to hurt me. When I wake the next day, I feel shame. But I know with absolute certainty that I am not a senator." "But I only know this of myself. How can I feel safe around others? How can I know? Everyone might be a senator. At night, I worry that maybe a senator is hiding under my bed."
"Everyone might be a senator. Everyone might have your best interest at heart. Might be a senator.
It's entirely possible.
Everyone might have your best interest at heart.
Yes, that could happen too.
Everyone might be a senator. might have your best interest at heart.
Anymore.
Johnny, I'm your friend.
Well, most of the time.
You can trust me.
Well, most of the time.
How do I know you're not a senator?
Very few people are actually senators, Johnny.
Everyone might be a senator. He was a senator, and he ruined me. I didn't know that he was a senator. He was a senator.
Johnny, you need to move on.
But Danny, how can I, when I know that
everyone might be a senator? Everyone might be involved in a conspiracy to make you look bad in front of all of your friends. Everyone might be a senator. Everyone might be involved in a conspiracy to make you look bad in front of all of your friends. Senator. baby told me that I should be happy for her. My baby left me for a senator, and my baby told me that I should be happy for her.
Senator.
Johnny, you're a sweet guy, but you just can't understand what it's like to be loved by a senator. You see, Johnny, no one can love you like a senator.
Satisfy a girl like the power.
could try to change. Sally, I could try to be better than I am.
Johnny, I'm sorry, but now that I have been with the senator, I know for certain what I have always suspected. The Senate.
I wish I could be happy.
Someday you might be. Might be. Johnny, I just remembered something you once told me. You said everyone might be a senator.
I'm not.
But you might be. And maybe we could find out together.
I get the strangest feeling around you. It's like the world has given me up. I don't need all that power. I don't care if I'm wrong. I just want to get the chance to know.
Together, I believe you could be right. I believe we could be happy. Because I believe that
everyone might be a senator. Everyone might be in love. with a senator, but they just don't know the election results. Everyone might be a senator. Everyone might be in love with a senator, but they just don't know the election results.
But find that everyone you know is just too stupid to appreciate you? Here at Compassionate Confrontationalist Incorporated, our argument experts will listen to your insightful points and come around to your way of thinking and be grateful for it.
Thank you. We love you.
Just call
1-2-3-4-5-6-7.
That's right. Just call
1-2-3-4-5-6-7.
And we'll argue with you today.
Argue with us, you always win it. And it only costs $10 a minute. Argue with your friends, they'll say you're wrong. But if you argue with us, we'll sing along. Show us how smart you are. We want to learn from you.
Argue with us, you'll always win it. And it only costs $10 a minute. Argue with your friends, they'll say you're wrong. So you should argue with us.
We want to learn from you.
Argue with us, you'll always win it. And it only costs $10 a minute. Argue with your friends, they'll say you're wrong. So you should argue with us.
Argue with us, you'll always win it. And it only costs $10 a minute. Argue with your friends, they'll say you're wrong. But if you argue with us, we'll sing along.
That's right. Call us today. We can't wait to find out how smart you are. Yeah.
The Senate. We have your best interest at heart. We are sinning. We care about you. We're regular guys and regular girls who just happen to get elected, and we love you. Oh yes, we do. Your vote's the finest thing that ever happened to us. We are sinning.
The Senate. We love you. No one can love you like a senator can love you.
By the underappreciated playwright Shelter Belt, sponsored by Compassionate Confrontationalist Incorporated, and performed by the Dismal, Bleak, Hopeless Symphony Orchestra. Please tune in for our program next week, when we feature another dark musical by another vastly underappreciated playwright. This has been Samuel Despair. Enjoy the Dismal, Bleak, Hopeless Symphony Orchestra.